After a year on the job, the Syracuse Area Land Bank has issued its first progress report. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, several steps have been taken to start reclaiming Syracuse neighborhoods from dilapidated and decaying homes.
First, the numbers. The Greater Syracuse Land Bank has acquired 165 properties across Syracuse the past year. 12 have been sold or have sales pending. 21 are currently for sale. 26 are slated for demolition. 57 are vacant lots. The rest fall under renovation pending or demolition pending. All were seized by the city for back taxes and sold to the land bank. Sharon Sherman is on the community group that advises the land bank and sees the process giving hope to some neighborhoods.
Because they see properties that have been sitting there vacant for years now have those brand new owned by the land bank signs on them, and they're being fixed up.
To continue its job, the land bank is asking for $2 million from the city of Syracuse in its upcoming budget. But ultimately, the idea is for it to become self-sufficient. Land bank board chair Vito Ciccioli guesses they'll know in about 3 years if that's going to happen.
If our sales could generate a lot of capital that we could then use as a loan source that would be revolving, that would be put us on a path to sustainability.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.